Let me get in the turkey spirit.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You think this hat puts me in the turkey spirit?
Fuck yeah, it does, Frank. Do we have the tablecloth, too?
Oh, it's never... It never changes, right? I use that tablecloth year-round.
I know, I love it.
Frank, have you done your grocery shopping, everything you need to do yet?
Grocery shopping's done. The turkey's in the fridge. I might have to take it out a little bit to defrost a little bit more tomorrow. But I'm ready. Got the turkey ready. I got the celery, onion, bread, apple for the stuffing. I got the potatoes ready for the mashed potatoes. The candied yams ready to be candied. I have the cranberry sauce shaped like a can. I got the plenty of gravy, or ocean of gravy. Gravy's a dollar each at ShopRite, so you know I'm stocking up on the gravy.
We're doing the can-can sale, Frank?
It's not quite the can-can sale, but it's even better. It's the gravy sale.
Oh, I love it.
War! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. War! Ah, good God! What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. RBIs and most important, slugging percentage and OPS. Wins and losses and ERA. But don't come around with that wins over replacement because I say war! God, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Yeah!
We can just jump right into it if you want, Clem.
Are you as excited as Frank is for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Oh, you know, as you get older, you just look forward to like one thing a month. And this is basically all I got right now is Thanksgiving. I just get fucking... The wife, everyone's off. The wife can handle the kids for a little bit instead of me handling them in the mornings. And we just get to just eat our faces off, sleep all day, throw the kids into the family's hands. I cannot wait. And football. I mean, I think Thanksgiving is one of those things that it's one of those holidays just gets better as you get older. I think like once you're like in high school and college and you're drinking the night before, and then it just becomes about football, eating and whatever. You really get to appreciate Thanksgiving as you get older. And then when you podcast with Frank the Tank, who's in a full turkey hat, and he gives you the breakdown of every single thing he's doing, that's when you realize it's the best. But yeah, man, it's the best holiday. I don't know. This is the thing. The internet ruins everything. Like, I feel like Thanksgiving, everyone said it was the best holiday a few years ago. And then it was like, come on, guys. I love Thanksgiving. It's not Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. That's by far the best holiday. But Thanksgiving, I think, is I don't know. I think as good as second place if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty of it. So I just can't wait to hear. Frank's got all the trimmings going on. And is it the same guest list as usual, Frank?
Yeah, my uncle's coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And this Christmas, I'm going to be going out to Idaho. So.
Oh, no, Frank, you're going to Idaho?
Yes.
What's the name of Idaho? What's the you call it the worst place on earth? Is that the tagline?
That's my father's name for it. I compare Idaho as to going to Hoft. So I'm going to be going to Hoft for Christmas.
Did you know that Idaho is actually the headquarters of Hewlett Packard?
No, it's not.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. I just wanted to see if you were going to melt down and just fucking like, I'm going to kill those motherfuckers. I just wanted to see if we could get you to melt down on that one.
You remember one time the San Jose Sharks Arena was HP Arena.
Yeah, yep.
It's well, HP Pavilion, they called it at the time.
They had the fancy lettering and all that stuff. Yeah, it was pretty sweet. So how are we coming in right now on the HP right now, Frank? Because I'll tell you, I'm going to be honest, flat out honest. You versus the Hewlett Packard is my current favorite running thing on the internet. My wife, I watch you in bed as I'm like laying down And my wife is like, oh, you're watching Frank again. I go, yep. And then when R2-D2 starts chirping at me, I just lose it, Frank. I cry.
Well, that's my phone. That's my phone. That's my instant messages on my phone.
I realize that, but Frank, in my mind, R2-D2 and you are like, you're like Luke Skywalker, and he's trying to like get you through it. He's like trying to fix the whole system, and he's just going, and then, now Frank, listen, you have to get rid of the games. It's the games that are killing you.
There are no games.
Did you try defragmenting?
I've tried defragmenting. I've tried PC-matic. I've tried this malwarding. I tried this other thing. It's registry clear. There's something wrong with it, and now I try to back up my all my files, and it's not even doing that properly.
So what do we have left here? We have how old is this computer? That's my other question.
3 years old.
3 years old. Okay, that still should be kicking. Is it like a Chromebook or is it like a legit Hewlett Packard?
It's a Hewlett Packard.
It's a legit Hewlett Packard. All right, Tank, we're going to have to figure this out. Honestly, Tank, I love you. You know how much I love you. But I kind of don't want you to figure it out because it's one of the great rivalries that's got to come out of nowhere.
I'm going to start pricing computers this weekend on Black Friday.
All right. So this takes me to my next question. Tank, what does our Black Friday schedule look like? Because I don't think we talked about this last time. But, Tank, I feel like you are a big Black Friday guy. You're going through the circulars. You're kind of earmarking stuff, you know, bookmarking stuff.
At one time, I was a little bit more of a Black Friday guy. Now I'm more of a Cyber Monday.
More of a Cyber Monday guy?
Yeah.
I can feel that. I mean, going to the stores is chaos. Back in the day, we used to get some gold of, like, people just fucking stampeding over each other, just punching people in the face, babies getting trampled. Now it's kind of settled down right now. The tank?
Yeah. Was the young tank out there still rolling? Right now, I don't really want chaos. I've lived through the traffic jam from hell.
Traffic apocalypse. Who can forget? I mean, Frank, the job, like I said, the job is yours. If you want to be our weather guy and traffic guy in the streets, I mean, we could always use someone like that. You're our Holly Williams.
It's raining. It rained sideways.
When you guys tuned into this podcast, you'd had no idea you'd get a Frank the Tank Holly Williams. That was perfect. That was the perfect Holly Williams right there. Oh, you're the best friend.
Last Thursday, I left work. They let us out early. They let us out at 3:00. We had to just finish one matter, so I didn't get out to about 3:15, 3:30. It took an hour to get out of the parking lot. It took an hour and a half to get 2 blocks down the road. It took an hour to make a turn. It took an hour and a half to go down 1 block. At that point, I had to go to the bathroom and notice my gas tank is really starting to get low. So I decided to turn back to the courthouse and hide out there until the traffic calmed down and listen to the football game. So it took me 2 hours to go down the block to get back to the courthouse. In total, 7 hours in a 1 mile circle.
When you gave the blog recapping it all and you were just giving street names, and I was like, Frank, I have no idea what these street names are, but I just love it. It was like so pure. It was pure as the fallen snow that was driving you absolutely insane. The videos of it too, like there was cars like in every direction, like no car was looking the same direction in Newark. It was the most mind-boggling thing I've ever seen in my life. And I honestly still don't know what happened that day. Did they just not plow? Is that what it was? They just didn't plow the streets?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of the things that happened. My phone died, so I didn't even have a charger on my phone. So I was without a phone for a couple hours. Otherwise, you would have seen me even more. New Jersey Transit buses started breaking down.
So that's where the anger towards the New Jersey, because you then like. The Frank the Tank video, it's like there's an A part and a B part. And it's just basically how we're getting from A, Frank, you know, on your screen, to B, Frank yelling at New Jersey Transit. It always comes back. Like you start a rant about like the Mets bullpen and it ends up with you yelling about New Jersey Transit. It's fascinating.
And New Jersey Transit just doesn't break down. They just say, okay, we can't. We're sliding. Okay, let's stop in the middle of the intersection and block all four lanes of traffic. I saw five broken down buses in my mile circle. One bus was diagonally across the road like this, blocking the entire road.
I'm sorry for you, Tank. I'm sorry for you. But again, this is another one of those things. I feel bad saying this, but like you fighting against the snow and losing your fucking marbles is entertaining. I mean, it's the periscopes are electric, Frank. You got to keep that going. You're also like draining your phone battery out in an emergency time. Like maybe not the best of idea. It's a little different than, you know, when you're fighting your computer in the safety of your own home. But like, you know, God forbid you get a little fender bender.
I forgot I didn't have the correct phone charger. I have the 9 now, so it's got that little flatter charger. So I didn't have that in the car.
Okay. Now, and then you went back to the office. So you're with coworkers and stuff like that, right?
There are a few downstairs. I went back up to the court. The courtroom I'm in. So.
Do they realize that you're the Tank now? You've evolved. You've become an internet persona. You're live streaming to everyone. You have rivalries with your computers. You have like a whole running storyline here. So okay, that's cool. That's cool.
I tell you what, if I get a computer, Mahomes just fumbled and it's a touchdown.
Oh, that's gonna be so. Yeah, going on as we record this right now, we have. I mean, this is the best Monday night game. I don't even know the last time we've had a game this good. Frank, you tell me. You're the fucking encyclopedia. Well, when's the last time we had a – like, I know they always say Giants 49ers in, like, what was that, 1990 was, like, the game that was, like, this kind of a matchup with 2-1.
Yeah, that's the matchup that this reminds me of.
Mm-hmm. Just very different teams, obviously, in terms of style because it's a different league now. But, wow, that's wild. And so there's a lot of fantasy going on. Frank, do you have a fantasy team?
No, but I do go on FanDuel every about once a week or so.
Okay. Frank, I honestly don't know if you could handle a fantasy team, like a season long.
I've done that in the past, but I haven't done it in the last couple of years.
How did you handle like those losses? Like you are a man, like I know who you bet on in your pick and pool immediately. Cause you just like throw the coach under the bus the first time they get scored upon or the survivor pool. You're like, I choose the Panthers and they lose.
I actually had one season where I won.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who was like your guy? Who was your stud? Who was the locomotive that kind of powered the train? Do you remember?
Andrew Luck.
Oh, okay. Okay. Tank and Luck is a good – that's a good combination there. So, yeah, so we have the Monday Night Football game going on right now. The Rams just scored a touchdown on defense. So the Rams defense, if you had them in fantasy, God bless you. They just got you a touchdown here. So and so I'm sorry. We were talking about when you were back at the office. What was for dinner that night? Because the thing about that, we've all seen the diet. You've evolved. You were doing good. You were crushing.
I was gonna go to Wendy's, but Wendy's was closed by the time I finally got out, and I ended up just looking at soup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know shit's fucked up when you are at Wendy's and they're closed. You know something's gone seriously wrong your night when you go to Wendy's and the lights are off. That is not good, Frank.
I mean, I finally got out. I got back to the courthouse. I listened to the second half of the game. I listened to Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy blow it, and Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy about to kill each other, and Mike McCarthy about to get fired. Mike McCarthy's going to be the biggest free agent name on the market this year for the NFL.
For what, offensive coordinator?
No, for the coach.
Well, I'm happy my Giants don't have an opening right now because I have no part of Mike McCarthy won one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers in his prime of his career. I want him nowhere near my the Dolphins. Oh, Tank. Oh, you and McCarthy. That is a match made in heaven. Oh, it's a game. That will be
no, I know duel. Where he's going.
Where's he going?
He's going to keep his wardrobe the same.
Okay. So we're staying with the green and gold.
Green.
So we're going Jetties?
Jets.
Whoa, Sam Darnold. He's gonna develop Sam Darnold here. Okay, Tank. Okay.
I can see definitely a situation where Mike McCarthy ends up as the head coach, the HC of the NYJ.
Yeah, exactly. HC of NYJ. I like that. So then it then goes from Tank, you having him in your life as an enemy, to you are now, or as a, you know, as your coach, to now he's on the enemy and you're just clouding him. The paper airplanes is coming out. You're just fucking dancing on McCarthy's grave. Okay, I can feel that.
You like the paper airplanes. I think you should make that as a t-shirt. New York paper airplanes.
I know, have man. The
paper airplane.
Like they said, Dave will be able to retire off that one. I like it. I like it. So,
I mean, you want to talk about a team that just year after year just is fail. You know, I don't think I could handle this psychologically being a Met and a Jet fan. That's why I think I saved myself being a Dolphin fan, although they haven't been very good the last 20 years. But being a Jet fan, that's an entity unto itself.
No, I'm the same way. I'm obviously Mets, Giants, and I said, God bless the souls that are Mets, Jets, Knicks or Nets. It really doesn't matter. They're both. I think Knicks is worse because they have had more like incredible like fucking like embarrassing shit go on. And then I guess Mets, Jets, Knicks, Islanders.
No, might be a little bit before your time. In fact, it's almost a little bit before my time. I was very young, but they won 4 Stanley Cups in a row in the early 80s.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're born after that dynasty, like for me, the Rangers at least had 94, so I would have at least been able to die in peace on that side of things. If you're like my age, you don't even remember.
Rangers that. To the Cup, one in 80 years, Strangers to the Cup. Did it with the Oilers players, Strangers to the Cup. They didn't even do it the right way. Strangers to the Cup. Won't win this year either. Strangers to the Cup. Lundqvist will be left without a ring.
So, as you're a Devils fan too, so you took a little bit of pride in that one. I could see that when Frank gets a twinkle in his eye, you know this one is like it's coming from the soul there. So I imagine you were the guy who says a king without a crown and all that kind of stuff with Lundqvist.
I was once when I went to Yankee Stadium for the Stadium Series game. It was unfortunately the game where Marty Brodeur showed that he was finished. The Rangers won the game going away, and on the train there. There are a whole bunch of Devil fans, and they're singing, how many cups does Lundqvist have? Zero. Zero. How many cups does Lundqvist have? Zero cups he has. There's a local Jewish delicatessen in Newark called Hobby's Deli that offers Lundqvist soup, but you can only buy it in bowls. It's not available in cups.
That's fucked up. See, you Jersey people, man, you guys are rotten. You guys are mean when it gets out there, man. I'll tell you, nobody in Idaho is that mean. Say what you want to say about that place. There's nobody that mean. Just that's
the meanest thing I've ever seen at a hockey game was this one Ranger fan walking down, balancing like a tray full of beers in the upper deck of the Prudential Center. He's got like 4 beers, he's bringing it down to his friends, he's got the tray, he's balancing it, and this one foot just comes into the aisle, and down he goes, rolling down the aisle. Beer flying everywhere.
Now, Tank, now that you are with Barstool, you need to have your phone ready for that, so then we can, you know, put that on the internet and go viral. So now that that's what we need from you now. So.
That would have been a great fight to see. That was a... Because obviously the Ranger fan didn't take it standing up. He jumped up and fought. And then there was like a swarm of security came from every direction.
Now, is Star Wars Day at the Prudential, is that like a common thing?
Or is that... They've done it the last 2 years, but I don't see it scheduled yet this year. I don't know if they're doing it this year. I think Last Jedi scared a lot of people off.
Yeah. Did we ever talk about that, Frank? What was your opinion of that movie?
I got to see the next one to see if they could find a way to fix it.
Yep, that's fair.
I don't necessarily hate it. It's not as bad as Phantom Menace or the first hour of Attack of the Clones.
All right, fair enough, Frank. Fair enough.
But they killed too many people off, and they're just too utterly just atrocious characters in Last Jedi.
That's right. We have to be very careful what we say here because we don't want to spoil it for anyone. I forget that there are people who still haven't seen that pile of shit that I hate. So we'll just leave it at that.
And now Bucker misses the extra point, and we're tied 23-23.
This is the complete opposite of the Giants-Niners. What was the final score? 7-0, right, in the Giants-Niners game?
7-3.
That's right. 7-3. Matt Barr was the kicker.
You know, this game was the highest over-under in NFL history.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. This is why I love you, Tank. Just plug him into his HP that doesn't work all good. He just gives us all the stats. You know? That's the problem with your HP. It has the fucking Frank the Tank brain inside it. It can't handle that kind of stuff. No mere mortal computer can handle the Frank the Tank brain.
I mean, and I know when it starts going bad, it actually makes that noise. That like you can hear it like it's about to have a heart attack or something like that. Like it sounds like a 1992 Packard Bell desktop with Windows 3.1 installed.
So, it's the funny thing because I always thought that was just the Periscope stream. Turns out that's your actual computer just dying out live on the stream. Very interesting. So,
So you've heard that noise in the background.
Yes, I have. There's that. There's you have your R2-D2 sounds, and then there's another sound that comes on every so often as well. There's a lot of sounds going on. My wife doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah,
as I'm like watching you.
Is the computer going?
So. What are we doing here, Tank, for Thanksgiving? Are we gonna have like a cheat? We're gonna have like a cheat weekend kind of a thing.
Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah, yeah.
Hell that's yeah! Right. I might go back over 400 pounds, but you know what? I'll lose the weight again.
You will. You got to just keep it going, man. You can't get out of the routine. But...
I know. This next week's gonna be hard, and Christmas is gonna be hard. And then if I'm around 400 at the start of the new year, then I know I could go down even further.
Yep. And then this is the best part, Frank. Since you've already been at the gym and you've been going for a little while, you're doing your water exercise and whatnot, all the new people that come in on the second, you're like, look at these fucking new people just trying their diets out, these fucking amateurs, you know, like they'll be out in a month. And you just like look down on them. That's the best part about joining the gym in the fall.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But we're
it was crowded today because there's only one AquaFit class this week. AquaFit class has been canceled on Wednesday.
Well, why? Because of Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
What the hell kind of shit? What, people don't need their aqua classes on Thanksgiving?
I guess the instructor doesn't want to do it.
I'll get out there. You want me to go out there? I am agile in the water, Frank. Me, you, we'll lead the class together. What kind of people are we dealing with in this class? Like, how many people? Men, women, old, young?
Very old. A lot of old people. I'm talking. So there's like a, but it's a good cross section. Mostly women, and uh-huh. There's like some like people who are like 60, 70 plus.
Okay. Have you ventured to make small talk with anybody?
A couple. People
like you talking any sports, or are we just, you know, how's the weather outside?
How's the weather outside? They open the door to the storeroom where the refrigerator is, and this water is like 40 degrees.
Oh, we don't want that.
Yeah, well, I had that today.
Had that today?
Yes.
I bet you are. I mean, you're a graceful guy in there, Frank. You know that. We had the Kiki challenge with what's his name, with our boy Stu. So just seeing you in the water has been a pleasure from the jump. It's been a wonderful thing to watch. And honestly, it's inspiring. I hope people are rooting for you, man. They're rooting for they're rooting for you big time. I'm on the fucking diet train too. It stinks. The diet train stinks. I, I'm How is the diet soda thing gone? It looks like you're keeping up on that at the very
least. It's going good. It's going good. Occasionally, I'll have a regular soda here and there. Like I have some. I gave Stu the rest of my diet colas, but I do have my regular colas, my Pepsis. But I couldn't find diet black cherry, so I have some black cherries in there. I have some regular grapes in there. The two other types.
What kind of black cherry are we dealing with here, Frank? What brand?
The one, the only, Dr. Brown.
Dr. Brown? There is a Dr. Brown diet black cherry. I'm going to find it
for you. I've seen it. I've brought it. But when it was on sale last week, it was sold out.
All right. So, Tank, what town do you live in?
Belleville.
Belleville. Anyone in the Belleville area, if you're in the grocery store and you see diet black cherry Dr. Brown's, you just let Frank know. You say, hey, ShopRite has it. The Stop and Shop. Oh,
They've had it.
On sale.
No. This time it was on sale. They had the 2 liters were 99 cents. And the spot where the diet usually is was just empty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was sold out.
Do you think it's Stu? Do you think Stu bought it? He's looking to sell it back to you now? Looking to make his money back on the... He took all your regulars. So this is a long game by our boy Stu. I have to say, I'm pretty impressed by him
now. And I've never seen a diet grape soda.
Ooh. Now that you mention it, I don't know if I have either. I'm a big orange soda fan. Are you an orange soda fan?
Yes, and I have orange Fanta in the fridge right now, diet.
Okay.
And I also have some diet. I think I did buy Diet Crush recently. I don't know if I bought Diet Crush recently, but I have some diet Fanta in the fridge as we speak.
I'll give you my take on orange soda here, Frank. I don't know if I've ever shared this with anyone before, so this is coming from a very private side of me. Diet Crush is by far the best orange soda of them all. By far. I've had Sunkist. I've had Fanta. I've had Crush. I've been a diet soda guy for a while now. And Diet Crush I've had, and I'm like, this doesn't – I've never really – orange soda just is always good. I love it. But I've actually, like, turned the tongue on and tried to, like, you know, pick my thing.
I got to try Diet – I've had Diet Crush once before. It was okay. Diet Fanta is okay. I want to try Diet Sunkist because Sunkist actually is my favorite.
Is it? Okay. I think you're going to be disappointed, Frank, but you give it the shot. I don't want to, you know, sway you too much. So you try the Diet Sunkist.
You know what diet disappointed me? So much so, I have two cases of it. I'll drink it eventually, but it's not something I'm not going to go out of my way to buy, and that's Diet Dr. Dew, Mountain Dew.
Okay. Yep. I could see that. I'm not a Dew guy, which might surprise you. I'm not a Dew guy. The best diet out there is Diet Dr. Pepper. You can almost not even tell the difference between the two.
Diet Dr. Pepper. I've never liked Dr. Pepper.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Breaking news. Get the sound effect going here. Du-du-du-du-du-du-du. Frank the Tank. Not a Dr. Pepper guy.
You saw my Heidi piece, right?
Yeah. Yep.
that's the old breaking news sound effect. This is the 50th anniversary of the Heidi piece, and we did a great video of that with Curtis Ward participating, doing the beautiful job in editing on that, and it was part of the Honest Date series, and I just thought it was a little something special I did. That was such a special moment.
I love it, Tank. When the On the Dates had like the special, you know, moment in sports, that's a historic sports moment. Can you imagine if that should happen on Twitter now and someone missed like the end of that? It would just be, you know, there's a lot of Twitter moments. That's definitely one of them, the Heidi game.
Well, that was just a Twitter moment before Twitter moments. That was just the phone company.
Yeah, that's true.
they blew up the switchboards.
Yep. That's a good point. That was the original Twitter right there.
I mean, I could just picture Joe Benigno's mother calling up.
Hello, my son is broken. He's just sitting here saying, bro. He won't stop saying, bro.
Speaking of radio guys, you see Francesa's live streaming the game tonight. He's doing it from his house as he like gives a breakdown. Have you been watching that at all?
No, I had
The app is too expensive.
The app is a lot. It's a lot to ask. $9 for just Mike, you know, whenever he feels like getting on the app.
$9 a month is a little too much. It's a little steep.
It's tough. It's a tough pill to swallow. So what are we thinking for Thanksgiving here, Frank, in terms of games?
I like the Lions in the upset of the Bears.
Yeah?
Yes.
I don't know, man. I'm concerned about that Lions game. They almost got Kerryon. I don't think Kerryon's going to be able to come back that quickly after the injury on a short week. The Lions are weird, though. I didn't think they were going to beat the Panthers, and they beat the Panthers. So I guess
And the Bears are weird. The Bears are a good team. They're not a great team, and I think the short break hurts them. And of course, it's in Detroit.
Yep. They just had a big game. They've looked good against some bad teams. I mean, the Bills game, everyone fell. You know, if you weren't already in love with the Bears at that point, you fell in love with them. And then, but that's the Bills. That's what they do. So, yeah.
And then the other game, it's. Hail to the Redskins, their season's through. Quarterback's legs broken, Colt McCoy is in. But if he gets hurt, there is Marchand has to come in. And when Marchand has plays on the Thanksgiving, there's gonna be a butt fumble. Fail to the Redskins. They signed Mark Sanchez today. You heard that, right?
Oh, I heard it. I saw it was him. It was Tyler Yates, and who was the third guy they trotted out there? I was hoping it would be Sanchez. EJ Manuel. I didn't even think about the possibility of a butt fumble repeat on Thanksgiving. Frank, you got me excited right now. Because the Redskins, they've obviously been good this season, but they are the Knicks of the NFL in terms of they have that shitty owner who will spend the money, make the big moves, and then just basically, you know, the team isn't always the worst, but they always do dumb stuff, and then they're just in football purgatory. Now they have Alex Smith on the cap for years. He may never recover fully again from this injury, you know, depending on how it all goes. It's kind of terrifying if you're a Redskins fan right now.
Yep. And then we got the night game, which is the most underrated rivalry in the NFL.
Yep, I agree. The only thing about that game, though, I feel like the fans for both those teams are more excited on Saturdays. A lot of them, not all of them. I think if you're an LSU fan and you are a Georgia fan, you might be a bigger fan of that stuff than you are. But they are mean to each other, man. Those fan bases, they get in each other's ass. I kind of like that about the Falcons. Yeah.
You know what happens. When the game is on the line in the fourth quarter, the Falcons were surely going to fail again. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Always choking Falcons.
That's Matty Ice for you.
No. He's not Matty Ice. In the fourth quarter, he's Maddie Dumpster Fire.
I don't think I can come back from that one, Tank.
Frank, can you give us more behind the scenes of what Thanksgiving dinner is going to be like for you?
Well, I prepped some of it the night before, and I plan on doing videos. I'll do the video of the prep, which is breaking apart the bread for the stuffing, cutting up the celery, cutting up the onions. Making the pumpkin pie, cleaning the turkey. Then in the morning, I put the stuffing together. I put the stuffing in the bird. I put the bird in the oven, and I baste regularly.
You're a big baster.
Yes.
See,
I might even do the candy yams the night before too. So I'll prep the candy yams.
Okay, and then I think I asked this last year. I don't know if it changes. Dessert.
Pumpkin pie.
Just straight pumpkin pie. What are we dealing with? Cool Whip on top, whipped cream?
I'm on a diet this year, so no whipped toppings. So,
that's the right answer, Frank. That's the right answer. Good call.
Usually I would use the spray can one, the one that goes.
A little bit for daddy. Put a little bit for daddy in the mouth, too.
Of course.
I like that.
You have to clean the excess off.
after it's has been sprayed, don't you?
Of course, man. Hey, it's you can't just leave extra fries in the bag too when you go to McDonald's. You got to just take those out and, you know, keep everything clean. I like that. Okay. Frank, you are just, I just can't get over that you just make an entire Thanksgiving dinner. That just is so incredible to me. I will not go near doing that. And I have four mouths to feed here. And you just do it. You got you and the uncle, and you guys just go in. Now, is your uncle a big football fan?
A little bit.
I need to hear, like, this guy's like a dire Lions fan or something, you know, that like just lives and dies with it.
Actually, he is, as unusual as this might sound, a Seattle Seahawks fan.
Yeah. Are we going back to like Steve Largent days?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, here's how he became a Seahawks fan. He likes the rock band Queensryche. And he at one time was a Jets fan. And really? When the Jets blew, I don't know how, if you remember the game with the Browns, but Mark Gastineau, the two, the back-to-back. You're a little too young for that?
Yeah, I know of it, I feel. I feel like I was aware.
1986 divisional playoffs in Cleveland. Jets had a 10-point lead with 4 minutes to go. And Mark Gastineau got called for, like, three unsportsmanlike conduct penalties in, like, rapid fashion. Browns end up tying the game and won in overtime.
Really?
And my uncle hated the Jets ever since.
You know, but that's like one of those things, like, it's almost like God watching out for you. Like, us being Mets and Jets fans, like, we might not be on this podcast. We might be 6 feet under right now if we had to deal with that kind of shit. Like, you just have to know when to just pull the ripcord. Like, sports is supposed to be fun. It's crazy to think about that with, like, especially for Mets fans. It's like, sports, other people, like, look forward to their teams. Like, this year, I'm, like, not looking, like, I'm the Mets season. I'm like, they are just going to piss me off so goddamn much. Like, the hot stove, I am beside myself already. I'm like, what Brody is going to bring back to the Mets with Fred Wilpon's fucking pocketbook in his hand is going to drive me nuts. I'm getting angry just thinking about it. So the fact that, like, someone bailed on the Jets, they saw the writing
The one thing I'm glad about is the Mets not going to go after Manny Machado.
You don't want Manny Machado?
I don't want any part of him.
He does feel like a guy that would come to the Mets, make a lot of money, and then just not care, do dumb stuff, and just him and the fans would just be at each other's throats. The tank would be erupting on a nightly basis on Periscope. Which, I could kind of talk myself into Manny Machado.
He's got that Bobby Bonilla, Vince Coleman gene.
Yep. That's a fair point. However, like, who else is out there? Like, who would you want? If you could have one free agent and the Wilpons, you basically, like, just rob money from them and get to, like, you know, take the David Wright insurance money they're pocketing. You take it out of their pocket and put it towards a free agent. Who would you sign with the Mets?
Bryce.
You'd sign Bryce. Yep. Put Bryce at catcher. He used to be a catcher. Boom. It solves two problems. Takes him off the Nats, and now you have a catcher. Guy can throw at anyone at second base with that arm. Okay. I'm down with that. I like Bryce Harper. Are you a Bryce Harper fan, Frank?
No.
He's
one of these guys that if he wears my laundry, I like him. And if he doesn't, I think he's a douchebag.
No, I remember when the Giants had Jeremy Shockey, like, I knew in real time, like, I would hate this guy so much if he was on the Philadelphia Eagles or on the Dallas Cowboys. But, like, when he's wearing my team's laundry, like, he's my guy.
That, like, actually, Dominican Sue. A couple of years he's with the Dolphins. I didn't like him before. I don't like him again.
Yeah, but you loved him when he was there.
Yeah.
Just stomping on people. Did you see it looked like he, like, put Mahomes in a chokehold before. He hit him helmet to helmet, and then he put him in a chokehold.
And I'm looking at Dante Fowler right now. Has there ever been a dynasty that just, like look at that nice suit. It's a beautiful suit. I'm walking down the street. It's a great suit. Yeah, that's a Super Bowl suit. And then someone goes, oh, wait a second. You have that tag on there. What's it say? Does it say Bortles? And you pull the tag and the whole thing, like, unravels and you're there left nude.
Just lights on fire and burns you alive.
Jacksonville Jaguars season in a nutshell. Yesterday's collapse was awe-inspiring.
Tank, I've been tweeting out every Sunday that the Jacksonville Jaguars have not won a game since they signed Ereck Flowers. And I'll be honest with you, I was depressed. Well, I wasn't even paying attention to the red zone. And I was like, well, that was nice while it lasted. And I could not believe that they had actually lost that game when it was all said and done. It was unbelievable. And when you bring, they brought in Ereck Flowers, and then they brought in that Omanah guy or whatever, the Giants. So they have the right side of the Giants offensive line on their roster now. It's like they're trying to sabotage it. They're trying to tank. Like they realized halfway through that they pivoted halfway through the season. Like, we're just going to go for Justin Herbert and hope he comes out now, because I don't know why you would sign any. I don't know any one of the Giants offensive line.
Now that Jalen Ramsey wants to be traded. Jalen Ramsey. Oh shit! You made that catch over me. I got two interceptions. But when the game got in line, Antonio Brown, he done undressed me. Got a fumble by Mahomes. Oh boy.
Tank, how are you ahead of me here? Oh wow. Oh my god. Oh, Tank. Tank, I'm not gonna say it's because my TV's behind you. I just think the Tank has, like, he's seasoned to the future. He has that fucking hard drive, the mainframe, and you just get to see it before I do. Well, was that Aaron Donald? That was Aaron Donald.
Yeah, and then this guy's 75. Oh, I'm going to be the hero. No, I'm not. I was like a hot potato there for a while.
What was the over-under for this game, Tank?
60-something.
Ooh, and they had 46 in the first half?
Yes.
Now we're slowing down.
I think it might be 64-63.
64-63? Okay.
In that range, which is the highest ever.
Again, every time I come on this podcast, I'm going to learn like five different things. I learn stuff about myself. Tank's going to be like, did you know you're half Jewish? Oh, really, Tank? I didn't know that. It's like, yeah, with Ancestor.com, I've been putting your stuff in. I found out you have some Russian blood in you as well. Like, oh, that's nice to know, Tank. I was wondering that.
Clem, don't want to hold you too much into the second half here. But just kind of wrapping up here, do you have any other Thanksgiving thoughts? With just being a few days away, maybe some food thoughts of it.
Yeah,
just a few days out.
Let's see here. I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but corn casserole is a goddamn delight. It's a goddamn delight of a treat, and it's something I didn't learn until about 5 years ago. My sister-in-law made it. It's the best thing in the world. I'm also in one of those families. I never had mac and cheese, or my boy Chaps blogged about it today. And I know different places, I've never had green bean casserole. We don't do anything green on Thanksgiving. Maybe we'll start this year, Frank. We turn over a new leaf, you know, no pun intended. But I've never been a guy that had mac and cheese. You got to do it with the little breadcrumbs on top. I love mac and cheese. I love Thanksgiving. I'm going to make a mac and cheese this Thanksgiving. And I'm going to tweet you a picture.
I'm not a mac and cheese guy at all.
What the fuck, Tank? What the hell is that? Are you serious? The last
thing I want to see is that will never reach the table on Thanksgiving.
Well, if I brought you a mac and cheese to your door, would you throw it on the ground? Would you Gronk spike it?
It will sit in the corner and getting cold.
Wow. Now there is your fucking, like, there's the lead story right there. Frank the Tank.
It's the only mac and cheese I've experienced is the one in the blue box. I've never had mac and cheese.
That's poor people. Yeah, stuff.
Box sucks.
Yeah. I mean, Frank, so like I grew up on the blue box as well. And I, now that my daughter is like, you know, old enough for food and everything, we made mac and cheese like every other day for her for a little while. And I was like, oh, wow, like this is circle life shit. And I'm just as poor as I was now as I was as a kid growing up. It's like, this is some poor people shit, man. So, Frank, we're going to have to get you like a good homemade mac and cheese, a little bit of soul in it, some breadcrumbs on top. We'll do that whole thing. So, but anyway, my thoughts on Thanksgiving, mac and cheese, don't go too heavy on the apps. I made this mistake 3 years ago. I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. I ate about 30 pigs in a blanket and I basically like couldn't even eat like one slice of turkey or any mashed potatoes. Stuffing is the fucking best. It's another thing the internet kind of ruined when they fell over in love with stuffing. It's the best thing in the world. I'm so happy Thanksgiving's here. I'm so happy The Tank is wearing a goddamn turkey hat this entire time during the podcast. I love you, Tank.
This is the turkey hat I was talking to you about the other day. When I mentioned that I have a hat.
This was the hat for the office.
Yes.
Now, Tank almost was going to go into the office this week. And if he hadn't contacted me, I told him the office is closed on Wednesday. Tank would have went all the way to the city. What?
It's closed Wednesday?
I was told. Yeah, I DM'd you. I heard it's closed Wednesday through Friday. So, yeah.
Well, I'll just find a way to relax on Wednesday then.
Yep.
Maybe finally get the oil change in my car, which my car kind of desperately needs, and see if they could take a look at the fan in my truck. Because, you know, that 7 hours I was in my car, I don't have heat.
Yeah, I heard that, Tank. You can't, you got to get heat, man. You got to get heat.
Now, the heat works. It's the fan that's broke.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't blow.
Well, you need the heat to get to your body. I understand that the mechanism may work for the heat, but everything from A to Z has to be working for the heat to get the tank warm. A cold tank is no good for us. I mean, shouldn't be able to see your breath as you're telling us the traffic and the weather together on the eights with the tank.
I tell you, it was one of those days I wish I had Gravedigger.
Yeah. Gravedigger and Bigfoot, man. That is some American shit right there.
I would have loved to plug the Gravedigger and just roll over everyone. It's, you know, when you get a traffic jam like that, everyone stops being courteous. And it's like they try, oh, there's an opening. There's a 2-inch opening. I'm going to slam it in there. And it's it just creates an even greater jam.
Yep. And it's just pure chaos. Dude, I'll never forget it. I drove to the Kentucky Derby once with some buddies, and we literally went past the sign, welcome to New Jersey, and some asshole just cut us off literally as we crossed through a sign. I'm like, feels good to be back in the tri-state area. Just fucking scumbags everywhere, just cutting you off.
And guess how many cops I saw on my whole entire 7-hour, 1-mile journey?
How many?
One cop car, and it was, run! Run! Get out of the way. Then he got out of his car. If you don't move on to the sidewalk to let him pass, he's going to issue tickets to everybody. And then he just went home.
That sounds like Mike Francesa when he said, nobody's in the city directing traffic right now. It's like, Mike, you're in the back seat. Your fucking driver Julio's the one driving in this shit. You're doing nothing.
Julio, why aren't you getting faster? I should be home by now, Julio. No, you need to be fired.
Julio, St. John's tips off at 7 o'clock tonight. I got to get home, Julio. What's going on, okay?
Your Hall of Fame that day.
Yeah, that's right. I have to listen to that speech though. I gotta listen to Big Mikey getting
did you hear his feuder Giannotti? Hey, stop it with the impersonations. You're a small minded person. You're small. You're insignificant.
Yeah.
Nobody likes you. You suck.
That's our boy Mikey. That's why we love him, because he's a fucking maniac.
Clem, I want to thank you again for coming out with this. This was awesome. Yeah, it was kind of just like last year.
It was fun. I thank you guys. Have fun with have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy the food. Tank, you're gonna tweet us the pictures out again?
Yep, and I think that I might try. I'm gonna try to video it. I'll see what I can do.
Did you? Yeah, I was gonna say you didn't do that last year. Tank Cooks wasn't around last year, so.
I was starting to do it. Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
We'll get something good. Okay, awesome. Well, thanks for having me, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely great. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks a lot, Clem.
Take care, Sawyer. Later, Brennan.
I probably shouldn't say this. Should keep it all inside. But maybe I'm just wasted enough to speak my mind. I've been wrestling with the darkness, searching for a light switch. Tell me, can you help me get through? I've been trying to find a reason, drowning in the deep end. Can you tell me what I should do? I wanna feel high on a Sunday morning. I wanna feel like it's all brand new.